Jesus, September 26, 2006. Whereas the Good Friday message was requested by Gordon, today's is received by him. He has only the vaguest of conceptions of what I am about to communicate. He tries in vain to anticipate and realizes he has to get his brain out of the way to avoid further confusion. As always, I am a messenger of love. Love is the stream in which I swim, and humanity is an ocean in which I fish. When you are tempted by the bait and swallow, you become another beacon of brotherly love. There are, of course, many apostles of this love without condition, this deep embrace of all that lives. Some are inspired by my earthly example and fly the flag of that faith, while others declare a different allegiance. But it matters little which brand you are beseeched to buy, for they are all derived from the same divine concoction, for each variation has been suited to the differing requirements of individual characters and ethnicities. All this is and has been known. What I wish to enlarge upon today is this: not only am I the beacon, the reminder and relayer of unconditional love, the light of the world as some would have it, but I am the living emblem of not only love everlasting, but love omnipresent throughout space and time. Love is the very condition of our being. You are either giving it or grasping for it. It is the light of day, the darkness of night, the air we breathe, the blood in our veins, the thoughts in our brains. Love is the primal energy of the universes, and though it cannot be successfully measured, neither can it be successfully denied. Kindness is love personified, cruelty love perverted. We conduct our daily lives in its perpetual embrace. In public life, in politics, and in commerce, it is tamed into politeness and deference. In private, it is channeled into intimacy and passion. I am asking you to not only let love into your hearts, but also to let it flow back out freely, without any discrimination as to its depth or ultimate direction. Call it kindness, call it empathy, call it mercy, call it laughter, but let it flow through you, carelessly and joyously. Let it pass onward to all objects of scorn and areas of dispute. Let it illuminate all your sadness and anger. Allow yourself to become lost in its glorious mystery. Send it on to your dear departed, where it can then spread throughout the heavens and hells, and loosen the bonds of their attachments. Send it on to strangers, rivals, and enemies, for your family is all mankind. Many, as you will find, have built walls to save themselves the trouble of its reception. But endless love can always crumble the most tenacious of defenses. So allow yourself to contribute to that infinite flow. The giving alone, without expectation of result, is its own reward. By making yourself the tool of love, you become love. And that is what I ask of you. Become love, not because it is my will, but because it is your inevitable blossoming, your humanity in full flower. Love everything and everyone, especially that and those which you resent and despise. This submission to love, if practiced as I ask, will demolish all your own walls and blockages, releasing you from the anchors which tie you to the past with all its rules and fears, and allowing you to rise to a higher vibration whose limits are indeed translucent. We are corks on oceans. Oceans of love. In calm or storm, under sun or cloud, we are always floating.